He's from the north.
She's from the south.
And we want to know what's in your mouth.
Oh. Hello, 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 everybody, and welcome back to In Yo Mouth. I am the Carla to your Hall, the Aaron to your Dirty Sanchez, the hostess with the mostest, Michael Munoz. And next to me is my Beard to my James, the Puck to my Wolfgang, the Dean to my Paula, Marie
what?
Cecile Anderson.
Your Dean to your Paula? That is, I am insulted. How dare you?
You're right. You could be the Jimmy, the Dean to my Jimmy.
Oh, okay. Much better.
Right? My Jimmies.
Paula Dean, bless her heart. She's got a mouth of a sailor.
The mouth of a racist.
Of a racist more like octopus living in the ocean. Does that mean? I don't know. Just called her a sea monster.
A racist octopus sitting in the ocean. Named Frank.
That's Paula Dean. Her show used to be my favorite. I used to love her show.
Really? Well, it's very funny that you used to love her show because, and it's very funny that just came out of my head randomly, but because today's episode, folks, is all about food TV.
Yay!
Food shows we love and like updates on what's going on food TV and all things alike, including...
Where the fuck is Paula Dean?
Frank.
Oh, yes. Shall we not say her name? Is she Voldemort as well?
No, we could say her
we
name.
Can say
you know,
Paula Dean.
She still looks like a sweet old lady.
I know.
You know.
I mean, the things my grandpa said.
I mean, some of the things my mama says. Bless her heart.
Bless her heart.
You know, it's very interesting, and it's another conversation for another time.
Another time. Another podcast.
Another
possibly.
Podcast, right?
Because we talk about food.
And not like race issues.
Yeah.
But we could, I guess.
I mean, yeah, we'll get there. Yeah. I think we.
We are a buffet of information.
Mm-hmm. Podcast.
Speaking of buffets, what's your favorite?
Ooh, my favorite buffet I've ever had was when I was in Thailand. And we stayed at this fancy resort, which was only like. I think it was $60 a night, 5-star resort because it's very cheap over there. And the buffet was like the biggest buffet. And it was all like, you got your American food, your French food, your Thai food, your Chinese food. I mean, it was just everything you can imagine in your head. And it was just right there in front of you. And it was free because it came with the room. Those are the best buffets when it's like just tacked on.
I think the last buffet I've ever went to. I ever went to was on a cruise ship.
Oh, yeah.
On a cruise ship. So and they had, it was all you can eat all day, all night long. You could wake up at like 3 o'clock in the morning.
That's
it
the
was
only
kind
reason
of
why
gross,
to go on a cruise.
But it was kind of gross. And allegedly what I heard is they, I don't know if this is true, but they put some powder in it to like stop you from pooping.
In the buffet?
Yeah.
On
they
a
don't
cruise
want, yeah. I don't know if it's true. Listeners, if any of you work out in a kitchen on a cruise
on
ship.
On a cruise ship.
Let us know what you put in there.
Email us.
Yeah.
Because that sounds fascinating.
InYoMouthNYC@gmail.com.
Yeah. Tell us what you put in that buffet on the cruise ship.
I mean.
And have you seen Paula Dean in the ocean?
In the ocean. Frank.
Iceberg. Oh, no, wait. That's just Paula Dean. Frank or whatever we'll call it.
I'll never let go, Marie.
Let go, Paula. Let go. It's butter.
Back to Paula Dean. So, where the fuck is Paula Dean?
Well, Paula's got a new TV show.
What's it called?
Positively Paula.
It should be called Positively Racist.
I can imagine that, like, sitting around a conference room, like, just pitching show idea names for hers. Like, I love that when it's like Positively Positive. Paula, that's perfect. That doesn't sound racist at all.
There's a lot of alliteration. Is that it? Alliteration.
Yeah, positively.
Paula and positively.
Ooh.
All these stop plosive.
Positively. Perhaps. Racist.
Positively. You know, I would have called her show like, you know, racist than the stew. Or
or turning over a new leaf.
Oh,
turning over. That would have been a nice, you know, like, you know, yeah. Learn, like
or stirring the pot.
Paula, we got a better name for you for your show.
I'm laughing so hard. I'm sweating. So when Marie told me that there was a new show called Positively Paula, I went to YouTube. And y'all, just go to YouTube really quick and Google Positively Paula. There's like a 5-minute clip of her cooking with her daughter-in-law,
yeah,
who's foreign of some sort.
Yeah,
I couldn't
tell she was foreign until the end. And yeah, then I was like, oh, honey, that is one sexy accent.
Yeah, right? Too bad, like, there's no budget for hair and makeup on that. on this channel.
Well, yes. Because why is that?
Because it's on.
Is it on the Food Network?
No, it's on. It's on RFD TV, and their slogan is "Rural America's Most Important Network."
What the fuck does that mean?
It's all, you know, guns and
yeah, rodeos and stuff. Actually, no, I went to the site too, and it was like, it had just like rodeos. It just showed like rodeos from around the country.
So they should change their names to like R&R TV, rodeos and racists.
Well, you got to get guns in there somehow too.
Oh my God. But folks, go out there and watch this. It's hysterical because she's cooking vegan food. Vegan. Paula Deen and vegan don't go together.
And she looks so upset.
Upset. She puts this... And did you notice on this episode, in this 5-minute clip, they talk so much about balls and
nuts.
Oh,
yeah.
They just won't stop talking about balls and nuts the whole episode.
I think Paula was in on it, like, knowing that they were getting, like, a little bit blue with it, but yeah, the freaking daughter-in-law was like out to lunch and just like, oh yes, I love wet nuts. I love putting balls in my
candy
mouth.
Nuts.
I love,
yes,
vegan.
These balls are so delicious. And so Paula Deen puts one of these protein balls in her mouth and she looks like she's going to vomit.
But she was, she was brutally honest about how she did
was
not
just
like it.
I don't like it. And even at the end, she was like, well, all throughout the episode, she keeps going, can't we add butter to this? Mm-hmm. But Paula, it's not vegan, right? And the thing she loved the most was the salad because of the candied walnuts.
Yeah, and the salad.
And then at the end, she dips the balls in the nuts.
Oh, really? I didn't see that part.
In the candied nuts.
Oh, Jesus.
So, you know.
Paula.
You know, there's a little fat girl in all of us. Mine's named Cindy.
I'm Tanya.
And apparently Frank's is named Paula. I think we're going to get a lot of hate mail from fans.
I think
fans.
So, too.
I think we need to call them, like, inner women that love to eat.
At buffets.
At buffets.
Or your inner fat girl with the PH, girl.
Yes, hello.
Hello.
That's what we're changing our podcast name to. Inner fat girl with a PH.
Who
hello.
Like to snort the food at buffets.
Oh, my God. This would be a great time for our producer to give us that DJ air horn.
Ooh.
She's asleep at the wheel
Alexa
over there.
Alexa's asleep.
But
oh, man.
Anyways.
Oh, one thing I did want to talk about, the only, like, saving grace of this network, RFD TV, I thought it was really cool that they actually did have a series called Farm Her.
Farm Her?
Yeah. Farmers that are women.
Oh.
And it's a full series of women who are in agriculture, and the full show is just, like, celebrating women in the field.
I love that. Women in the field. What a great, like...
Yeah.
Analogy? Would that be analogy?
Yeah, definitely.
Well, a big applause to the women in the field.
Yay!
Bravo, bravo. Speaking about, like, cooking shows, and thank you to our studio audience.
Thank you to our studio audience. You can't see them, but there are three people
here in Times Square.
Times Square studio. I don't put it past you. Someday I'm going to show up here, and you're going to have, like,
stadium
seat. I got some people,
you know,
that
people
I got met
in the
subway.
Bathtub in our studio.
I went to a birthday party several years ago, and it was in a tiny little studio. And for entertainment, the girl had met that day a subway performer on the train and invited him to her birthday party to perform.
Oh, for free?
For free.
And he did?
Yeah.
Was it good?
Well, no, it wasn't good. It was like some homeless person who was walking past. I was like, wait, you invited the stranger here to perform
to a house?
Yeah, well, it was like just a little tiny studio in Brooklyn.
Oh.
So he was in the corner.
Just performing.
Just playing his classical guitar.
Oh, classical guitar. Not like, I felt like it would be like something like the kazoo or something, you know? Like.
That's your side job. You play the kazoo. Anyway, back to farm her.
It's very funny. So back on this topic of like food TV and food shows and things like that, on Rachel Ray today, she celebrated women in food, like women in the kitchen and like that. Yeah, Chef Ann Burrell, Chef Missy Robbins, and Chef Leah Cohen, all with major restaurants and all who like came up and did things.
They own their own businesses, badass bitches in the kitchen.
And they also foster like other women's growth in the kitchen.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because it's really hard, I would imagine, for women.
Well, I mean, all the restaurants we've worked at together, you go in that kitchen, and there's maybe one woman pastry chef.
Yeah, and
there's certainly not a woman working on the line.
And she's one of the, and they're usually the baddest bitches, being like, don't bother me.
Right, I know.
Leave me alone.
But they have to kind of keep up. I mean, hashtag me too, but the conversation in the kitchen honestly has been the most disgusting I've ever heard in my entire life. And some of the funniest.
True. Even look, me as a gay man in the kitchen, what a really interesting segue here. And we'll get back to food TV. But me in the kitchen as a gay man, a lot of these people in the kitchen just feel that, like, oh, since you're gay and like the talk in the kitchens
are
like,
get free and
they
rowdy.
Can just get free and rowdy and say all sorts of crazy things to me as well. And listen, I'm not easily offended, right?
Have you been offended?
I can shoot it back. Maybe once, but he knew it immediately and quickly apologized.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, he was like, oh, I took it too far. And I was like, because, listen, I give it back and forth. I know what it is.
Right.
Great. Not everybody's into it, and so it doesn't really make it okay with me. I'm half cool with it.
Right.
You know?
You're also aware.
Yes, and especially, the only time I don't like is when they call me fat.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the F word. And
no,
I was like, God.
No,
they call you that? The fat.
People in the kitchen have no problem being like, oh, looks like you put on a little weight today.
Oh,
my God. It's the worst. And I get so angry. Motherfuckers, I want to just stick their hands in the fryer.
Well, I was working Saturday night at my glorious restaurant job in Tribeca. And one of my fellow servers was like, girl, your ass is looking big. And I was like, what are you saying? What's happening? I've been going to a lot of spinning lately. So is that what you mean? And she was like, no, she was trying to mean it as like a compliment.
Oh,
that it's like looking
a
big.
PH.
And, yeah.
We are our inner PHAT girls.
Yes. But I almost started crying at first because I've been really trying to stay on Weight Watchers. I fell off way hardcore last week, and I've been working out. And then she was like, girl, your butt looks so fat.
Oh my God.
I was like, Anyway, we're all so mean to each other in the kitchen and at our restaurant jobs.
I know, but back into celebrating these women.
Yes,
doing
let's
great
get back
things.
To the positivity.
Yeah,
side.
Doing great things. I used to work with a lesbian chef who used to man up in the kitchen, and she was like one of the guys, literally in all that conversation. Throwing down. So on Rachel Ray today, though, it was really beautiful to see these three women chef and Rachel celebrating them and using the hashtag like a boss.
Oh, cool.
You know,
yeah.
Or I'm a boss. Like a boss.
I think like a boss.
Yeah. And that's great.
Yeah.
Because what? Our podcast is like a boss.
Yeah. Right?
I have a strong woman sitting next to me.
I do, too.
That's right. Hi. moving on to our... wait, I actually want to go back to Rachel Ray.
Oh, please.
I really do.
You texted me this morning. You were like, oh, my God, Rachel Ray this morning is so amazing. I was like, I have not watched Rachel in so long.
No, I stopped watching for numerous reasons. One just because I like the Hot Topics on Wendy Williams.
It's at the same time?
Yes. But I'll usually switch back to watch her put cheese into something. Sorry, Rach, but
you always put cheese in your meals. I'm not mad.
You love you some cheese.
I do too. Yeah. I'm not mad. Mm-hmm.
But I'm a lactard.
Right, so. You say that, yeah.
Yeah, makes me poop. she's great, and she did a really, really great thing today. Another great thing I think she could do is fire her stylist.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're just putting her in these unflattering, like, Liza Minnelli wear for HSN. Like, it's not good.
Oh.
Somebody does not like her on the back end.
Oh, and really? And it's like, here, Rachel, wear this.
Put on the sequined thing.
Oh, she's...
Sequined, like... cardigan or no, something. No. Like, no. Where is Greta? Greta is on her show. Like, I know Greta's not styling her. Oh. But, like, you know?
I don't know who Greta is.
Greta Moynihan, I think, is her last name. She's, like, on The View. She does, like, stylist, and she does all these, like, segments. And
she's
things.
Not helping Rachel, though.
No. And I want to. Like, it's not... I know it's a negative thing that I just said, but I'm saying it to, like, positively help you. Mm.
You know what stylist I want? Whoever's working for Two Dope Queens right now. Have you seen what they're wearing these days? Uh-huh.
Everything.
Oh my God. Versace.
Ugh.
Chanel. I mean, they wear just all the designer. Okay. Because you know they just give it to the girls now that they're famous and they have HBO.
Well, we're almost
show.
There, you know? I think...
We're just weeks away
weeks
from
Weeks away?
That
no,
first...
I got a call from Conway the other day.
Oh, Costco just rang my doorbell.
Yeah, and they want to put us in, you know? L-O-G-G from H&M, that label called us.
Oh, wow.
Label of Graded Goods called. They want to put us in some, like, hemp pants.
You know I'd wear it.
And oversized
flannel. Hey, you know, if you own if you're a stylist yourself or you own a clothing shop, you want to style us, ring our bells, baby.
You know,
can ring my bell. Yeah, we don't care. We'll wear whatever. No. Seriously, we will wear whatever.
What's your favorite food show? Like food TV show?
Oh, God.
Or did you grow up watching like a favorite one and has it carried over? Or something.
You know, when I was in high school, I loved to watch like Chefs of the World. I think that was a show. What I get off on is when I just
we go in there, folks.
Well, when you touch the thing and then you went up and you flip it in the wall.
It's been like 15 minutes and we haven't mentioned dicks yet.
Oh no, we gotta get there.
gotta mention the dicks.
Oh man, I'm missing a good one.
So what gets you off? Besides dicks,
I love the travel food shows when the host is in the kitchen with the chefs and they're just showing you. The step by step of it, and then they make it all together, and then they film them eating it.
Yeah,
that's like the formula that I have. I started watching that one show in high school, and then like Anthony Bourdain, I love him to death. But I really like when he's like in the kitchen with the other chef mm-hmm. that he's interviewing or talking with, and they're just like cooking kind of together, or he's just sitting there watching, drinking while the other chef cooks, and then they sit down and eat it together.
Yeah,
there's something really gratifying about watching them cook it and then fucking eating it, putting it in their mouth.
In their mouth. No, I like that, like, I think Guy Fieri does, like, the diners drives, and I like the junk food because I don't eat it, really.
Yeah, right.
Even though I had pizza last night. Mm-hmm. But listen, I walked by Pizzeria here on 46th, and it's so yummy, and I forgot it was there, and I just wanted it.
Wait till you get the surprise I have for you.
Oh, my God.
I brought Michael Munoz a surprise today.
Oh, my God.
But we'll get there later. But yeah.
We'll get there.
Well, what's...
I grew up watching Graham Kerr.
Oh, I don't know that.
Graham Kerr. Yes, honk if you love Graham Kerr. No, Graham Kerr was like one of the leaders, like a Julia Child.
Oh.
He had like a cooking show, like kind of like Rachel Ray does now. He was like the forefathers of like cooking shows.
Oh.
And my mother and I used to like, if I was sick at home or something.
Was it on PBS? Show.
Yeah, I think so. I don't remember. The Galloping Gourmet.
Yeah. Huh.
That sort of thing. That's what I grew up watching and that I love.
Yeah. Well, but right now, my favorite show. I like can't get enough of it. And season 2 just came out. It's called The Pizza Show.
The Pizza Show.
Yeah. It's on It's on Vice, presented by Munchies. So okay. I think if you go, if you just go to vice.com or all the episodes are also on YouTube. Mm-hmm. You can type in The Pizza Show. It's hosted by Frank Pinello.
And Frank Pinello.
Yes.
I have a friend by the way, Tony Pinello.
Wait, do you want to look him up? I really want you to see what he looks like because
okay,
he is.
I'm looking him up. Go.
Look him up while I talk about it. But he owns Best Pizza in Williamsburg.
Yes, Best Pizza in Williamsburg. But while you talk about it, mm-hmm. Folks, people have been loving Marie's voice on this podcast. Oh, like, we've gotten a few, like, oh, her voice is so sexy.
What? That's
she's
crazy
given us, like, she's given us, like, sex phone voice. So continue talking about the pizza in that, Maybe somebody will, like.
Well, I want Frank Pinello. Frank right. Pinello, if you're out there. Look him up. So Frank Pinello, he owns Best Pizza in Williamsburg, which is seriously some of the best pizza in fucking New York City.
Okay.
But he, oh yeah, look him up. He's all so right. hot.
He's at Pizza
look at
Pub.
Him. Oh! He's like,
Frank
he's
Pinello, you
so
can
hot.
Feed me your pizza.
Mm-hmm. Give me
and
that.
Your penis.
He's so hot. Anyway, he
you
hosts.
You can Pinello me down.
You can Pinello me down. Pinello me downtown, my friend. He's so hot. Anyway, yeah. He hosts the show, the pizza show. So basically, it's kind of like the history of pizza, but he travels. I like the food travel shows. He goes to, I mean, he's from, you know, he lives here. He's from here. So there's lots of different episodes of Brooklyn and New York. Yeah. But he.
Is
in
he
the,
a Brooklynite? Do we know?
Yeah. Yeah, I think yeah. he is.
Home of the pizza. So it makes sense. Yeah. That, like, because I have, like, great. We should do a pizza tour.
Yes.
In Brooklyn.
Yes.
Like, all day.
Please.
Just, like, go from, like, Bay Ridge to Bensonhurst to Coney Island.
Y'all stay tuned. We're going to do that.
Oh, my
shit.
God. That sounds like a really good, like, yeah. I mean, it'll take us, like,
all day.
All motherfucking day.
You know
day.
What? I think I can do it.
All right.
Hey,
great.
What you doing next Wednesday? You want to eat some pizza all day long? Okay. No, but wait. So, season two of the. I know, me too.
That was my stomach.
Oh my
sorry.
God, that was so scary. No, but the pizza show, the season two of it, he goes to Detroit, he uh-huh. goes to Philly, he goes to New Haven, he goes to LA, and then he goes to Rome and Naples. And it's just so.
Can we go to Philly and do like the Philly cheesesteak challenge between.
We're going to do that.
Geno's and.
I've done it before, but
have
yes,
you?
Let's do it again.
I've never.
Oh, they're both so good. I can't.
Really?
I mean, it's hard to choose.
Really? The smell in this studio is delicious.
I know.
Well,
so,
I'm starving, but.
Yeah.
We're going to get there. We're
I brought
there.
Some a little surprise for Munoz that we're going to eat in the second half of the podcast, but it's warming
oh my
in
God.
The oven,
it
and this
smells
place smells so good. Anyway, so good. Pizza show, y'all. It's on Vice, Munchies. Check it out. That's my yes. favorite food show. What's yours?
Right now, I really love if I just kind of want to like veg out and like I pay attention. You know those shows that you like pay attention to, but you don't really need to pay attention
yeah,
to?
Yeah, you're just like diddling yourself and
yeah,
what's on
you know,
in the background.
Thinking about Frank Pinello.
Oh my God, ugh. He's so hot. Frank Pinello, if you're listening... Hey, girl, hey.
Oh.
Love you.
I don't think it's a turn on that you just called him girl.
Yeah, but I think that
what's
he...
What's up, man? Hey, how you doing?
He's so progressive, though. I don't
is
think
he?
That... Yeah, he's yeah? like this, like, cool Brooklyn pizza yeah? boy who, if I called him girl, he'd be like, yeah, yeah. girl, I'm confident with my masculinity, yeah. but I don't care.
So,
anyway,
so
that's
he's
what
like,
I...
how, like, how confident can, like, I play, like, genital tag with him? Like, ball tag?
Probably.
Like, tag you're it?
Probably.
Frank Pinello. we obviously can't get off of you.
Oh God, I'd like
but
to get.
But we'd love to get off with
yes.
you.
Yes. Oh my God, please
come,
Pinello.
Come talk to us.
Please, I'm gonna tweet the shit out,
out of
him.
You. Ooh,
mm-hmm.
Yes, and
then we're gonna
we'll play genital tag. We'll talk about pizza. Maybe he would like to come on our pizza tour.
Oh yeah, he could definitely. And then
oh
he, we
God.
Could get married on afterwards.
Yeah, we'll live it happily ever after as a throuple.
Oh. Wait,
yeah.
what?
Yeah. I can have him like Monday, Wednesday, Fridays. You could have him Tuesday,
yeah, like
Thursday, Saturdays.
Yeah, Sunday.
Well, I don't know.
We'll work
we'll,
it out,
we'll
baby.
See if he's a holy man. If
yeah.
he's a holy man, then. If he's Protestant, he's yours. If he's Catholic, he's mine on Sundays.
Oh, my God. If Frank Pinello was on our pod,
oh
I would just like... We just well, he will be.
Did,
that's what we have
we get,
to just.
How did we get back to Frank Pinello? My favorite fucking food
I'm sorry,
show.
I'm sorry. I just.
I think it was my fault.
What's your favorite food show?
My favorite food show. right now is Chopped, and they're doing like the Olympics of Chopped now, like the gold championship.
Really?
Boom, the gold championship. Yeah, it's just
like the winter. Well, Bachelor did Winter Games. Yeah. I didn't know that, but my roommate watches that. Shout out to Ayana. Hey, girl. Hey. She watches that, and so I caught some of it.
So much fun. Yeah, but Chopped
is doing like the Olympics.
Yeah, and like this first episode or an episode I just saw recently, they had to fry something each course.
Oh, yeah.
So something had to be fried. Like, you can do whatever you wanted, but, like, one component of the dish had to be fried.
Oh, I kind of like that.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Give it to me. Mm. Like, deep and fried.
Frank Pinello in the fryer.
I mean, we talked about deep fried buttholes, like, last week.
Oh, okay.
Ranch dipping.
No. But, yes, so Chopped. You left Chopped. Is that your stomach again? Oh, my God. Chopped has been on forever.
Forever. It's like, I wonder who's been on longer. America's Next Top Model or Chopped?
I just watched Chopped Grandpas last week.
Really?
Yeah, it was just grandpas competing.
I had a friend on Chopped.
Oh, really?
Yeah. In drag.
Oh.
It was a drag queen.
Oh, that's awesome.
Schwa de Vivre.
Ooh.
Hey, girl.
Hey.
Look her up. Schwa de Vivre.
Did she win?
Yeah.
She did?
Yeah.
That's what, I mean, usually you're like, oh, I have a friend on Chopped, and they were Chopped. That is a perfect segue, though, into our
In Your Mouth
Chopped Challenge. Right?
Chopped Challenge. You just stumbled over your words, so it was really funny.
I was like, what are we calling this again? I can't remember. Cheeto Challenge?
That's right. No. In Your Mouth Chopped Challenge.
Ooh, welcome.
Marie, in your basket.
Oh my God, yes.
You have.
So nervous.
I know. So the way the Chop Challenge is going to work is I'm going to give Marie 5 ingredients, and she has about a minute to tell me exactly what she would do with those ingredients. And then Marie's going to give me my basket of ingredients, and I'm going to do the same thing.
Yeah.
So Marie, are you ready for your In Your Mouth Chopped Challenge?
I accept.
Please open your basket. In this basket, you have Spätzle. A Hidden Valley Ranch packet.
Ooh.
Tomatillos. Deep fried bacon wrapped chocolate bars. And pig anuses.
Jesus Christ, Munoz. What's special? The noodle?
Yeah, the little noodle? They're like little
Yeah.
It's like little pastas.
Okay.
Little,
so yeah, say it again.
Spätzle.
Uh-huh.
A Hidden Valley Ranch packet. That's the ranch powder.
Okay. I don't remember this.
All right.
Wait, can I see it?
Yeah.
I'm a visual person.
Yeah.
Spätzle, a ranch packet, tomatillos, deep fried bacon wrapped chocolate bars, Jesus Christ, and pig anus.
All right. Okay. Pig anuses are the protein.
Oh, God damn it. Okay.
Go.
Okay. So first, I would take the spätzle and I would put that in a blender and get that out and make like a wonton wrapper. With that. So then I would make like dumplings, of course, filled with, I would take the pig anuses and put them in and saute them with a little bit of the chocolate, the deep fried back wrapped chocolate bars. Because it's bacon and it's the pig.
Pig and,
so put that in the thing. Uh-huh. A little bit of tomatillos, a little bit of the ranch packet. Put in some Nutella also just to put.
So you're making dessert.
Yeah, I'm going to make a little, like a wonton, like pig anus chocolate dumpling.
Yeah.
And then I would top it with some strawberries and a little more bacon, maybe a drizzle of maple syrup and whipped cream.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
I mean, the tomatillos and the ranch packet in there, who knows what that's going to taste like?
I actually would have made a, like,
entree
or, like, maybe even an appetizer where I would take the pig anuses, put them in the ranch packet with, and bread them, right? And deep fry them.
Because
we talk about deep fried anuses all the time, right? And then make a sauce with tomatillos, mm-hmm. right? And the bacon-wrapped chocolate. Mm. I pull it out of the deep fry.
Wow. I'm obviously not the cook in this relationship. Right? Uh-huh. But yes, continue.
And then leave the spetzel as is to serve it with it over it. So you have like this little like amuse-bouche.
Ooh, baby.
Right?
Yeah, that sounds pretty good, actually. I probably would have been chopped.
I don't know. We're gonna find out.
Ooh, okay. Are you ready for your in-your-mouth chop challenge?
Yes, sir.
Open your basket, please. In your basket, you have frozen waffles.
Frozen waffles.
Mahi-mahi.
Mmm.
Avocado.
Okay.
Pork fat.
Oh, mmm.
Wonton wrappers.
Wonton wrappers.
See, I was not that mean to you.
No. Okay. So we're going to do a take on chicken and waffles.
Ah! All right. Chicken and waffles!
I know, but so we're going to deep fry the mahi-mahi, leave the waffles as is.
Uh-huh.
Right? I'd probably get chopped for leaving the waffles as is. But we're going to leave the waffles as is, take the mahi-mahi. No. This is what we're going to do.
Ooh, okay.
We're going to blend the waffles, pulse the waffles to make the coating for the mahi-mahi.
Ooh, genius. Okay.
There we go.
Breading.
Yes, and then we're going to deep fry it. Then I'm going to actually make my own waffles
over it.
Right? And then and I'm going to fry the mahi-mahi, obviously, in the pork fat. The wonton wrappers. Damn it. What am I going to do with the wonton wrappers? You know what?
Well, you could cook. Well,
that's just... You
could deep fry those too and then crinkle them on top of your waffle.
This is my challenge.
Oh, sorry. I was getting really excited.
You were getting really excited.
This sounds so good.
No, but I think I'm going to take the wonton wrappers and the frozen waffles and then pulse them to make the breading for the mahi-mahi. Throw that in. Actually make real waffles, fry the mahi-mahi in the pork fat, and then make an avocado crema sauce to go on top, like a maple avocado sort of sweet. Savory something.
With a dash of hot sauce.
Oh, paprika.
Paprika. Smoked paprika.
Smoked paprika.
Oh, man. Okay, well, time is up. Let's see what you have under your thing.
<That's a> thing.
I hate when they always cut to commercial in that part.
Oh, great. You know what? Now is a good time for a word from our sponsors.
Hey, Munoz, when was the last time you had a vacation?
About 2 weeks ago. I went to Miami.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did you properly unwind?
No. Hell, motherfucking no.
What?
It was a big old vacation, so that means a lot of drinking, a lot of running around, and then my phone kept blowing up.
What? That's a shame. You know what you need? You need a vacation spot where you won't be bothered.
Yeah, right. Where's that?
Buck Acres, Indiana.
What the? Where?
The second you cross their county lines, your cell phone doesn't work and neither do you. It's like stepping back into the 1900s. They barely even have running water.
Where the hell are you trying to send me?
No electricity either. You just go to Buck Acres, Indiana. You sit in the dark, reflect on your life, and set your goals for the future.
That doesn't sound very good, but I can see the appeal.
Yeah, well, that's good because they're our latest sponsor, and we have a discount code for our fans.
I don't know if I want our fans going there.
Yes, you do.
Okay, we
want our fans going to Buck Acres, Indiana. It's crazy though, because they don't have internet. You can't just go to Buck Acres, .net or whatever. But you just literally go to Buck Acres, Indiana, and any person there, if you're purchasing any item of the town, you just say in your mouth for a 20% discount.
Oh my God. So I can just hop on a plane to wherever the fuck Buck Acres is.
Yeah, you got to find it. Indianapolis, I think, and then drive.
And drive
three hours.
And take a train.
Take a train.
Great. And then I mentioned in your mouth, and we get 20% off.
Yes.
Well, you know what? Now my mind has changed. I want to go.
Yeah, y'all. So if you're listening, head on down to Buck Acres, Indiana for your 20% discount.
Home of the free, land of the brave.
Buck Acres,
Indiana. And we're back to the In Your Mouth Chopped Challenge. Underneath this cloche is one of your dishes.
Which one will it be? The suspense is killing me. I don't know the song. Is this
it's a suspense music.
Oh, and then... No!
Oh, we both lost.
We both lost? I think you won, Munoz. Yours sounded actually appetizing. I'm going to go get me some mahi-mahi waffles.
And some frozen waffles, mahi-mahi and waffles. Mm. I bet you somebody out there has done that
oh,
before.
Yeah, I'm sure. Sounds delicious.
Oh, my God. That was fun. That was fun and stressful.
We should try to do it for real someday.
I was almost on a few of these shows.
I know that you were always one of the...
Contenders.
Yes,
I've had contracts in hand for several of the shows that
you will one be of
them,
on.
And one of them, I actually had to do a cook.
Oh, really?
Cook. Yeah.
What'd you cook? Was this a show on Food Network?
Yeah.
Or something?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a secret ingredient, and the secret ingredient was cauliflower.
Oh.
So I make a really good mac and cheese, and I did a mac and cheese, a curried cauliflower mac and cheese. So I curry roasted the cauliflower, uh-huh. and then pureed it, and put it into the cheese sauce. And because we only had 20 minutes, instead,
20 minutes to cook?
Wow. Yeah, instead of, or something like that. It was really short. It was insane. It was so insane. 'Cause
I'd be so nervous.
Literally, you are running around the kitchen, and I had to keep telling myself, don't run with knives, don't run with knives, don't run with knives. And then, and it's really nerve wracking if you've never done it.
Oh, I can't imagine. Right? And I was nervous just trying to figure it out, just talking it through.
And one time I picked up a knife to cut an onion, and I stopped because I was nervous and shaking. And I was I put the knife down, and I closed my eyes, and I was
oh, cool.
Take a deep breath, because mm-hmm. you're going to lose a finger.
Oh, my God.
And I was still nervous to cut the onion, because the knife was a little dull, if you ask me. But but I made it through. I burnt the bacon.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah, because who?
But I cook with my nose. It's, one of my best senses.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's a
nice
nose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thanks.
You have a good nose.
Thanks.
So I don't have any cartilage in it.
You have a cute... Well,
look.
It's from all that face banging.
It's kind of weird. Don't tell them my secrets.
if you want to lose your cartilage in your nose, forget the nose job. Just get face bang.
Gross.
That's another one of our sponsors. You know,
coming to everywhere.
Dr. Shelley's
face banging.
I made this. So I poured that roasted curry cauliflower puree into... Oh, and I didn't boil the pasta. I cooked it in milk, which is a no-no-ish.
Oh, really?
Because you can scorch the milk.
Oh, yes.
But I figured, why not try it?
Uh-huh.
And you just have to cook it slow. But it finally came together. And I poured the cheese in there and the cheese sauce, right? And, like I said, I burnt the bacon. And all the people came over and it's what's burning? But I cook with my nose, so I knew it was burning. I took it out and I threw more bacon in. So by the time they had already come over what's the drama? I was y'all, I burnt it. There's more bacon in the oven. Hello.
Hello.
I'm a professional.
So you put it all together in 20 minutes?
Put it all together. It was delicious.
Oh, wow.
And they kept me last to interview me, and they were asking me all sorts of questions, and they made it really seem I was it.
Mm.
And then I wasn't.
You need your own show. We need our own show.
We need our own show.
But you especially, because you're such an incredible cook, and you have such a loud personality.
Who, me? Loud? How dare you? Now is a good time for
Food News Updates! Australian restaurant garnishes its margarita with a cow eyeball!
I think it's a bull eyeball. I read this, and it's this restaurant. They have this black margarita.
Uh-huh.
And they...
Oh, no, our set is falling down. It's fine. They can't. Just leave it.
It's fine. We'll just do this. No, it's this restaurant. They have this black margarita, And they, like, it's this frozen eyeball that they stick, like, this scissor-looking thing through, and it's like the garnish. You're not supposed to do anything with it.
Yeah, you're not supposed to put it in your mouth. It's, like, but very it's just controversial. Well, I mean, I feel like in America, it would get a lot of heat if they were serving.
I mean, look, the police are already on their way.
That new place in Midtown, it's like, they're serving their cow eyeballs.
No, it would probably get heat, but
would you drink it?
Yeah. Oh, my God. I looked at I would even lick the eyeball.
I know. It looked...
I mean,
Have you ever tried to eat an eyeball?
We did at this... Oh, what the heck was that restaurant called? It's a big meat restaurant in the city. Oh, my God. I can't even think about it. It's called, like, the butcher shop or something like that. Mm. It's not.
And they had eyeballs?
No, we got, like, a whole pig head, my brother and I, for his birthday. Oh. And, like, the eyeball. And so we ate it. Yeah. I mean, if we're meat eaters...
I mean, you should eat the eyeball. You should eat everything.
Oh, sorry. I just kicked the mic.
That's all right. Sorry. You got so excited about eating... Anyways. Full hog.
Food news update. woman faces felony charges after impersonating cop to get Chick-fil-A discount.
Yeah, who hasn't? Who hasn't tried to do that?
Marie's going to jail. That's actually why the police were coming.
I love it.
Fucked up. But you know what? Chick-fil-A is fucked up.
It is. Well, they're trying to get their stuff together.
No, they still hate the gays.
No, I thought that they rectified that.
No, I think they rectified it and then they said it again.
Oh, really?
Something like that. But
that's
this is.
But I wanted to. Well, with this article, I wanted to. There's so many people, and from the South, I just have to say, all of these people that are trying to impersonate police officers or like FBI agents, or they're all from like.
I wonder
from Tennessee.
I wonder how they were caught. Like, how are you caught? Like, was there other police at the Chick-fil-A? Did like the Chick-fil-A? Mall security guy, like, catch them and we're like, you're not a real police officer, woman.
I don't know. Show us your badge. No, the guy in Buffalo, actually, he used a fake badge and a real gun combo at a Starbucks to get a free latte.
Was it, like, a grande gun or a venti?
I don't want to know. There's a Flaming Hot Cheetos documentary coming, and it's an American dream come true.
Is it? Now, are we talking about, like, the Cheeto in Chief, or is it, like, actually...
There's a Flaming Hot Cheetos documentary coming.
All right.
Soon.
Well, you know what? We were at the forefront of that that movement.
Because of our investigative reporting last week on our podcast, there's now a documentary. Imagine. You're welcome, America.
And Chester Cheetah. Golden Girls inspired hot sauces are here.
What? Wait, what?
Yeah, there are four hot sauces named after Sophia, Blanche, Dorothy, and Rose. And for those of you that don't know, I am...
the biggest gay man.
Was that a fat joke? No.
The biggest fat gay man.
No. There are... I'm, like, the biggest Golden Girls fan.
I know you are. It's
ever.
So cute.
I have, like, Golden Girls coasters and the Golden Girls Bible and the Golden Girls tote bag and a Golden Girls pop... thing and
pop thing
and I watch them every night before bed, so we're definitely getting these hot sauces
yes.
We're definitely
I will
gonna
get you
try them.
I love it. Desert rose
be spicy
hot slut
and Sicilian fire are their names.
It.
They're
oh my
great
God. Yum. Rosé inspired I fucked it up.
Reading is fundamental. That's why you should stay in school.
In school.
Rosé inspired hard cider.
Yeah, that's coming your way this summer.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Oh my God.
Rosé inspired hard cider. There is a restaurant in Tennessee called The Pharmacy.
Yes. Yeah. They have burgers and shakes.
Delicious.
Uh-huh.
They have, I thought they had something like that, a rosé-inspired hard
cider.
Well,
in Charleston just a couple, last month I was down in Charleston and they had a new brewery that had opened up in North Charleston and they had a hard rosé hard cider.
Like, so is it made with like red apples?
Good question.
You know what? Beer people, because I'm not a beer person.
I drink wine and vodka.
That's right.
And tequila and gin.
And tequila and gin and the whole bar.
The whole bar, all that.
Just not the beer.
Sambuca. Yeah. Try not to drink the beer. I love beer. Don't get me wrong. I know. You don't like beer. Yeah. I like beer. But anyway, I had this rosé hard cider in Charleston, and it was my new thing. And then I looked over, and all the girls had it. And all the boys were drinking their IPAs, and then all of those ladies were sitting drinking.
Did you just call me a girl? Because at the pharmacy, I'm having my rosé hard cider.
Just one of the gals. Oh my God.
Just one of the girls.
I'm telling you, though, that's going to be my summer cocktail.
Oh my God. But get to the pharmacy in time in Tennessee. It's delicious.
Oh yeah, Nashville. So so good. Oh my God. The hamburgers.
Restaurant celebrating National Meatball Day with $100 meatball.
What?
So National Meatball Day, I looked it up, is March 9th. Actually, our Google Calendar that Marie refuses to get on her damn phone has all the national food holidays on it. I like.
Today is National Pistachio Day.
Today is National
Pistachio. Because you texted it to me.
Happy National Nut Day. And boy,
hope you get some nuts in
hopefully
your mouth.
You get some. But no, so this restaurant on March 9th is going to have a $100 meatball, and it's called Davio's Northern Italian Steakhouse, and it's on Lexington Avenue, 447 Lexington
Avenue.
Here
in New York City, folks.
Yep, and Juan Torn made this. Juan Torn. I don't like that name. It sounds painful.
Oh, it doesn't sound like Frank Pinello. No. I'll tell you that.
But the meatball's made with Wagyu beef, truffle, caciocavallo cheese, foie gras, and winter truffles.
Oh,
and
man.
It's topped with a creamy shallot and champagne sauce.
If anybody wants to Venmo us $100.
We will go eat that. Or Chef Juan Torn, if you're hot, you know what? Even if you're not, we would love to taste your balls.
Yeah!
We'd love.
Give us $100. We'll come. And taste
they're
your
his,
ball.
They're his balls. I don't. I just
give it to us for free. Then
you can just like
give us $100.
Well, no, just come on the pod and talk about it.
That's true. You know? But I want to try this $100 meatball. Oh my God,
it
could you imagine?
Delicious. I wonder how big the ball is. I really.
Well, if it was too small, I'd be really angry. Wagyu beef.
I like big balls.
I do too. Oh, when they're too small, I'm like, can I take them back to the kitchen?
And that's the end of Food News Update! Oh my God, I'm starving.
Wow.
What is this
okay,
thing?
The smell. Okay, so now the surprise that I'm going. Will you hold my microphone?
Yes. Okay. So Marie's going outside of the studio to get this surprise. It looks like a sandwich. No, it's not a sandwich. What is it? Oh my God.
This is from
yes.
Hold My Knots.
Hold.
I swear to God, that's the name of this place. Hold My Knots. Y'all, it's a very famous.
It's what do you mean?
Look them up on Instagram.
I'm sweating. Oh
I
my
saw
God.
Them on like Devour. I saw them on Devour Power. Basically, they are garlic knots. You know, garlic knots, everybody likes to get.
Devour Power. Oh.
Yeah.
Do you know Devour Power? Because I started following them from our In Your Mouth Pod Instagram, or have you been following them?
I've been following them for Evs.
I've been following them forever.
Fucking love them.
Via the.
I message them all the time.
Yeah. He has great hair. He's
Greg.
Actually very sexy. Hair.
And his wife is super sexy too. Have you seen the rack of lamb on her?
The rack of. Talk about some meatballs.
Oh, Jesus. $100 each, probably.
Oh.
Anyway.
They would be fun to have on the cast.
I would love for them to come on.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well, obviously,
anyway.
We're building towards having guests on this.
Yes. Ooh,
darn
and we
thing.
Have a special guest next week. But first, so what Michael is holding now are garlic roll sliders. One is a chicken parmesan, and the other is meatball.
How funny. And we totally didn't even plan that.
But I wanted to surprise you with this, so
touch
we can
my knots?
Hold my knots.
Hold right.
Listen to you.
Listen,
it's been
a long while.
They're a little dry now because I put them in the oven while this whole time.
These knots.
Oh yeah, nobody. Well.
Well, let's have.
I'll try the meatball one first. Isn't this good?
Oh my god. Oh. Mmm. Chicken parm. Mmm.
Oh my god.
Hold on. I'm gonna go to some nap time.
This is probably messy.
There's a lemon though. Mmm.
If y'all like sliders, just imagine. I mean, oh my god.
You don't even have a hand to hold that, but.
Oh my god.
I had the chicken parm one.
The meat. I'll try the chicken parm.
Oh my god. Marie, you took the biggest bite.
I tried. I was channeling my Guy Fieri.
Marie looks like she has a dainty mouth, but it's anything but dainty.
Oh my god, y'all.
Oh my god, y'all. We're never losing weight.
Oh.
We are
I love that. Chicken parm on a garlic roll. Garlic knot. Hold my knots.
Wait. We wanted to put pork rinds on a pork rind slider, right? That's what we were trying. You just ate the piece I was going to eat.
I saw you looking at it. I'm like, A little this meatball one. Had fallen out, so I didn't.
This one's got a mouth of a Hoover over here.
I had a boyfriend once say my tongue reminded him of a T-Rex.
Oh.
That wasn't a sound effect. No. That was just me.
Was it because it was too... Wait. Your tongue reminded
him... Have you seen the size of my tongue?
No. Are you going to show me now that you've eaten? Okay. It looks like a tongue.
It's a big fat dinosaur tongue. You got a little tongue.
I have a little tongue?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's ever complained.
Well, anyway, take a big bite. Y'all, so if you come to New York City, if you live here, it's on 14th Street. It's like the it's the Gavinsport. Gavinsport Market? Is that what it's called?
Gansevoort.
Yes, that. I don't know. That's where
I was. We ain't in Tennessee anymore, Gavinsport.
Gavinsport, Indiana. No. Yeah.
Oh my god, there are crumbs all over.
Say it again. The
Gansevoort.
Gansevoort. Four. I don't know. I just went there.
Say it with me. Mm-hmm.
Gansevoort. Vort. Gansevoort. The Gansevoort Market.
There's a hotel. Where's the Gansevoort Market? Because that's right by Chelsea Market.
Yes. So it's on 14th Street between 8th and 7th and 8th.
Oh, yes. That's brand new.
I think so. So
it's a big gray, and like there's all these little kiosks on the inside.
Yeah, it's like a food hall or food market. Yeah, so
that's another thing we talked about doing, a food
hall
tour.
We could totally go there because they had sushi.
Why did I just get all stuffy?
I don't know.
You heard that?
Are you allergic to... I want another bite.
Have the plate.
Yeah, I will. But anyway, I actually went... to get New York chip. Have you heard of this? New York? It's a cookie place. They're like Levain cookies. But they were closed.
You mean Levain.
Levain. Whatever. I'm from Nashville.
Have you ever had a Levain cookie?
Have I ever? Those are the best cookies in New York City.
Oh, my God.
But I heard that this other place was a close contestant, so I was going to get you these ooey gooey cookies, and then their booth was closed today. And then I saw a hole in my nuts in the corner. I was like, well, shit, that's what Michael wants anyway.
For someone to hold my knots.
Oh, my God.
Or just to buy me these. We are never losing weight at this point.
Well done.
Oh, my God. This has been a really interesting but very fun. Very fun.
Very fun pod.
Pod this week. Mm-hmm. You know, any final thoughts, Marie, before... we say goodbye to our fans.
I just hope that everybody out there. I just want everybody out there to put something good in your mouth this week. Yes. Something that's healthy or just something that makes you happy.
Or, you know, something that's fatty. I love a fatty in my mouth.
Ooh, yeah. A chubby.
Right? Which is what people are going to be calling us.
Yeah. Well, they already do. Anyway.
You know, if you see Frank out there. Right.
Yes, bless that lady's heart.
bless her heart, right? tell her we said hello.
And, that is true.
Joey Pinzanella, what was his name?
Frank Pinello.
Oh, we had two Franks on the show today.
Oh!
Frank Paula Deen's alter alias. So, for those of you that can't see, Marie has confiscated the garlic knot sliders.
I'm sorry.
And I'm not allowed to have any anymore.
No, you can have it back on this one. They're just so good.
But Frank Pinzanello.
Pinello.
Frank Pinello.
Yes.
Well, you can't say Ganzavort.
But I can say Pinello.
I bet you can. But the question is, can you scream it? Because I can't. Pinello!
Oh, my God. Well, on that note, if y'all like our podcast, please rate and review it on iTunes.
Or you can follow us on Instagram at InYourMouthPod, as well as on Twitter at InYourMouthPod.
In your mouth. Keep saying in your mouth.
Did I just say in your mouth?
Twice.
Twice?
Yeah.
Well, I meant to say, excuse me.
You're proper.
I retract that statement, right? As I retract my little movement before. But In Your Mouth Pod on Twitter and on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And if you want to like send us some hate mail, email us at inyourmouthnyc@gmail.com.
Yeah.
This is Munoz and Marie saying goodbye from
In Your Mouth.